Dinky and Ted exchanged a doubtful look. Then Dinky returned his attention to Jake and shrugged. How would we know? I probably know more about D-cups than D-lines. And I think that's true of everyone here, the breakers at least. I suppose some of the guards might know something more, or that guy. He jerked a thumb at Tassa, who was still sitting on the stoop of Warden's house, head in hands. In any case, we'll tell Susanna to be careful, Roland murmured to Jake. Jake nodded. He supposed that was the best they could do, but he had another question. He made a mental note to ask either Ted or Dinky if he got a chance to do so without being overheard by Roland. He didn't like the idea of leaving Susanna behind. Every instinct of his heart cried out against it. But he knew she would refuse to leave Eddie unburied, and Roland knew it too. They could make her come, but only by binding and gagging her, and that would only make things worse than they were already. It might be, Ted said, that a few breakers would be interested in taking the train trip south with Susanna. Danny nodded. We're not exactly loved around here for helping you out, she said. Ted and Dinky are getting it the worst, but somebody spit at me half an hour ago while I was in my room getting this. She held up a battered-looking and clearly much-loved Pooh Bear. I don't think they'll do anything while you guys are around, but after you go, she shrugged. Man, I don't get that, Jake said. They're free. Free to do what? Dinky asked. Think about it. Most of them were misfits on America's side, fifth wheels. Over here, we were VIPs and we got the best of everything. Now all that's gone. When you think about it that way, is it so hard to understand? Yes, Jake said bluntly. He supposed he didn't want to understand. They lost something else, too, Ted told them quietly. There's a novel by Ray Bradbury called Fahrenheit 451. It was a pleasure to burn is that novel's first line. Well, it was a pleasure to break as well.